The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those at his left, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and we did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Ever since I came to this congregation, every time I read Matthew 25, I think of Hans Bauermeister. Ever since I met him, he's been concerned with feeding the hungry. The cart out there has Matthew 25 quoted right on it. We put that food in that cart, and Hans, and now he has a team, Hans and his team bring it to Open Door Ministries to put food in the bellies of people who are hungry. We don't ask if they're worthy to be fed. We don't ask if they are more like sheep or goat on any given day that they're hungry. We don't qualify the gift with some sort of measure of whether they deserve it. It's grace. And we offer it, and others receive it, and it is a really pure gospel thing going on around here. And frankly, when it stands empty on a Sunday morning, I know it's not because we don't care. And I know it's not because we don't have enough to share. It's because we don't remember. But it's still a pretty clear symbol standing there nearly empty. Because our Lord has told us that in no uncertain terms that we are to feed the hungry and visit the lonely and clothe the naked. That's our business because we love Jesus and those who love Jesus do what he says. Except for when we don't. We like to think we're sheep. The crosses on our foreheads remind us that we are sheep. But we know that sometimes we are goats. Let's think like sheep for just a minute here. When we imagine ourselves to be sheep, we are not so very bold. We are meek. And let's not forget what Jesus said about the meek. Blessed are the meek. When we are sheep, we are not bullies. We really need a shepherd. Because we get lost and hungry and cold without some help. And we often need help because we do not strong arm our way through life when we are sheep. We wait our turn and obey the shepherd in our lives. It makes me think that one day when Micah was 4 or so, we were at a park filled with kids, and he slid down a slide, and he loved it. I watched him, and as he ran back to get in line to have another turn, and he waved at me, and he grinned a big grin because it was new territory. He had been afraid of sliding down the slide without me. But we had tried it on a very small slide, and it had worked, and he loved it. It was okay, so he tried it by himself on the big slide, and it worked. It was okay, and it felt great, and he could do it himself. You know a 4-year-old, right? So he was standing in line, and the kid who had just come down the slide ran to the ladder and cut in front of Micah and climbed up the ladder and took another turn. Now Micah, if he's anything, he's a rule follower. Micah knew the rules about taking turns. But he also knew the rules about being kind. And he also knew that we had learned that not all kids have the same manners. So life gets kind of messy when you have to take turns, so you don't always get yours. So my smiling kid let the other kid go up the ladder without making a fuss about it. But then another kid saw that Micah was easy to cut in front of, and he did it too. And I watched as my grinning, out of breath, thrilled to be sliding down the slide by himself kid was caught between all the rules that he knew were important about sharing and waiting and not cutting in line, and that other people aren't all the same as him and his family. And he kind of got immobilized. So I went over and I helped him get a turn. But I'll never forget it, because it was like I got to see playing out on the playground the way I experience life sometimes. I get caught between the rules I know are important, being kind of shoved around and not knowing how to react, how to react and keep my integrity and all of the things that make me who I am intact. See, meek isn't weak. Meek is not the opposite of strong. Meek is not shoving your way into lines. Now, Eric already read this Ezekiel text for us today, but I would like to read it again to you because it is about your shepherd. And today, on Christ the King Sunday, it is about your king. This is how your shepherd king feels about you. This is how your shepherd king will behave when you are threatened by hunger or danger or exhaustion. And before I read it to you again, please notice that your shepherd, who is also the king of all that is, will do these things himself. He won't send a messenger or a manager to do it. It says the Lord God will do it. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. And I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. So how does it feel to hear your king talk about you that way? I hope it makes you feel safe. I hope it makes you feel valued, like you matter and you're worth seeking out. Like you will not be left alone at the bottom of the ladder that leads to the slide. Now, we also have to confess that we are fully capable of being goats or fat sheep. In the Ezekiel text, it's fat sheep and lean sheep. And in the Matthew text, it's sheep and goats. We all too often just march our way through life, getting what we want and walking past the least of these who are in need. We shoulder our way through life sometimes, just pushing the meek aside. We know that we are capable of great love and great evil. We know that we are at once saint and sinner. So we need a savior. We need our shepherd. Who is our king? Who is the strongest kind of meek there ever was? Whose particular kind of meekness is stronger than death itself? We need our Christ, who rules from the seat of love. And that's what we get. We get that Christ, that shepherd, that king. This day in the church year, this Christ the King Sunday, always makes me think of Bob Dylan when he sang, "You're gonna serve somebody. It might be the devil or it might be the Lord, but you are gonna serve somebody." So let us choose Christ as our King. Let us choose the King whose law is always love and whose grace extends to every last least of these. Let us give thanks for such a king. Amen.